Welcome to the Altus State and Local Tax and Advisory Podcast Series. In the following interview, Altus Group's key accounts executive, Fernando Calvo, is speaking with Ash Bhatia, a manager with Altus Group, about real property tax deadlines and appeals processes in North Carolina. And with that, we'll hand it over to Fernando.
Matt, thank you very much. Ash, how are you doing?
Good, Fernando. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Well, I definitely appreciate you giving us some insight into North Carolina. Over the past couple weeks and months, we've been focused on the Mid-Atlantic region, mainly the East Coast, and North Carolina is our target for today. So, Ash, if you would give us a couple an update on where real property tax deadlines are this year for North Carolina, please.
Sure. Thanks for having me on, guys. So in North Carolina, one key point is that they reassess typically every 4 to 8 years. Most of the jurisdictions are in 8 years. So it all varies when the jurisdiction or the counties in North Carolina complete their reassessments and issue their reassessment notices. Prime example, this past year, Wake and Durham counties, the reassessment notices were issued in December of 2015, right before the Christmas holiday, with the informal appeal deadline happening in mid-January of 16, essentially of 30 days. So the notices were sent out middle of December. Again, the middle of January of 2016 would have been the deadline to file your informal appeal. And the ultimate board deadline is May of 2016, but you are going to have better success in achieving an assessment reduction when filing and going through the informal process. It gives you just a conversation with the assessor before you have to go formally in front of a board. And one thing to note that in counties that do not reassess during the reassessment of, let's say, for 16, you have to go back to the date of valuation. So, for example, Mecklenburg County, which is a Charlotte metro, last reassessed property in 2011. So if you filed an appeal in 16, you would have to go back to January 1st, 2011 with your support and evidence as to the valuation.
Yeah, you see, you mentioned support and evidence. Are there any unique characteristics about the real estate in North Carolina?
Yes, one thing is in North Carolina that they are a market value state. That is their law. In fact, it's the General Statute 105-283 that states market value is the price estimated in terms of money at which the property that would change hands between a willing and financially able buyer and willing seller. The other thing to note is that if it's not an arm's length transaction, the jurisdictions will review the sales, whether it's a foreclosure or if it's an auction or estate, or if it's a sale between related parties, whether they consider that to be market or not market. So you can always help out the assessor and tell them why it wasn't a market transaction.
All right, so as far as the lien date, is that still January 1 of specific year, or you mentioned it's actually the date the property changes hands?
It is the actual January 1st and whatever the reassessment is. So for Wake and Durham, it's January 1st, 2016. So whatever your property is, would have traded on that day is what the assessment should be. Now, if there is a sale that occurs in February, March of 2016, the assessment office cannot go back and and change the assessment back unless there was new construction or the building was torn down and there was some sort of damage that the taxpayer went in and filed an appeal after the fact due to damage or new construction.
Right, so if I had an option to either close in December versus January, do I have any benefit of closing the prior calendar year, or should I hold off and close in January to keep the value possibly at a lower rate depending on obviously what I'm paying for the building?
Yeah, I would hold off and probably close more like February or March if I could, since you're a little bit further away from the date of valuation. But anything leading up to that date of valuation of January 1st, so in December, that sale's fresh and the assessor can go ahead and make a change in their database before they issue the notices.
Yeah, good advice. Now, talk to us a little bit about the appeal process in the state. I mean, are there any true tips or ideas that you can maybe share with us about supporting evidence to make a more successful appeal?
Sure. North Carolina only reassesses every 8 years, and there are some counties that reassess every four. But in both cases, you need to be in front of the assessors as soon as you know there's an opportunity for an assessment reduction. You need to complete your income valuation, your market valuation, and sometimes cost valuation. But this gives you the best chance to talk and explain your side with the assessor and help them understand the property and the economics behind it. From Durham County, they have to look at 109,000 individual properties, and things will start to blend together. So the more you can educate the assessor, the better you have of achieving an assessment reduction. And as soon as you get in front of those guys, you're better off getting a better number for your client.
Thank you very much. And question about evidence. Are there any specific deadlines to provide evidence before an appeal? Or if you do provide evidence, can they use it against you?
Yeah, so it's better to provide evidence that will support your reduction. Now, the properties that Altus Group represents are all income producing, so we request 3 years of income and expense data from our clients, as well as a rent roll if it's a retail office building. To hone in and see if the rents are market, and tell the assessor that they are market or not market. But to have the income, to have any appraisals that might have been done in the last 2 years is also very good. And submit that information as soon as you file the informal appeal so that the assessor can review and talk to you when he has questions, because they will call you and ask you questions.
Now, the difference between having a consultant like ourselves or some other versus communicating directly with an assessor is if the assessor asks you for the information, and let's just say your property had tremendous sales, you would actually at that time have to provide that information versus us, where we can maybe use a buffer because we might not have it and go off of other factors for value. Is that an accurate statement?
Yes. If we have sales, we'll provide it, but we'll also caveat of why that sale is not comparable to our property, or say why a certain sale is actually comparable to our property, and why it makes sense that this assessment is not in line with these comparable sales that we've seen.
Yeah, got you. And that was a selfish plug, just to use. If you don't choose to use Altus Group, use somebody, because we do add leverage and the ability to communicate with assessors and kind of protect our clients as well. So in that same vein, Ash, tell us, how can the Altus Group help property owners in North Carolina best manage this appeal process?
Sure. As I stated earlier, we do have over 100 properties that we represent in North Carolina for various property owners, whether it's office, apartments, industrial, retail centers. We have a good pulse of what's going on in North Carolina with sales and reassessments, and how assessments and sales prices are affecting those assessments. We're well positioned to determine if there's an opportunity or not. And a brief phone call conversation, we can tell you if there is an opportunity or not. And most likely there is, since that North Carolina only reassesses every 8 years on the majority of the jurisdictions.
And so, Ash, if we miss this opportunity, it's going to take a long time, like you said, 8 years to have another opportunity to do that appeal. Well, Ash, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. We're right at 10 minutes. This is going to be our podcast for North Carolina. We do host these on almost every state. And Ash, truly appreciate your time. Matt, thank you very much. And any questions you guys have, please either give Ash or myself a call, or visit us at altusgroup.com. Have a great day.
Thank you very much, Fernando.